Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Len Gabrielson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Vic Rosnovsky. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Friend. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Friend. And now, play ball. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clemente for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Santo strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Len Gabrielson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Gabrielson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Rosnovsky batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gabrielson moves to second. Two outs. Roberto Peña batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Peña takes first base on ball four. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Clendenin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Beckert. The throw from Crandall and he is out, Mazeroski applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Friend hits a line drive towards short. Peña reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Jackson, and towards Beckert, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Friend covering, for the out. Two outs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gabrielson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gabrielson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Vic Rosnovsky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rosnovsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosnovsky hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Verdun is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdun hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stargell for the out. Clemente moves to second. Two outs. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clendenon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clendenon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clemente scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Clendenon moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gabrielson. Rogers reaches second base with a double. Clendenon scores. Mazeroski goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Pirates. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall is walked intentionally. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Friend is 0 for 1 in the game. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Peña hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Clendenon, and into shallow right field. Peña reaches second base with a double. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Peña moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Landrum is 0 for 2 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landrum for the out. Peña scores. Jackson moves to second. One out. It's Cubs, 3, Pirates, 3. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive towards third. Bailey catches it and throws to second to double up Jackson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Verdon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clemente is 0 for 2 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Len Gabrielson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gabrielson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stargell hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mazeroski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Peña is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Friend covering, for the out. 2 outs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rogers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manny Mota pinch hits for Dell Crandall. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Mota is hit by the pitch. Rogers moves to second. Jim Pagliarani pinch hits for Bob Friend. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pagliarani bunts towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to third for the out. Mota moves to second. 1 out. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Bob Bailey. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lynch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mota scores. Pagliarani moves to third. It's Cubs, 4, Pirates, 4. Gene Alley pinch runs for Jerry Lynch. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Pagliarani scores. Alley moves to second. It's 5-4, Pirates. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 3 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Alley now playing shortstop. Jim Pagliarani now catching. Andre Rogers now playing third base. Tommy Sisk now pitching. Don Landrum batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Landrum is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Landrum takes first base on ball four. Al McBean now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball four. Beckert moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stargell is 0-for-3 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Clendenin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Stargell moves to second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mazeroski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Peña fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Stargell moves to third. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rogers is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rogers is walked intentionally. Mazeroski moves to second. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McBean strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarani strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gabrielson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gabrielson strikes out. 1 out. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Vic Rosnovsky. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Clemens pinch hits for Roberto Peña. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Clemens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stewart moves to second. Joey Amalfitano pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin fields it and throws to second for the out. Stewart moves to third. 2 outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Landrum is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Landrum hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Stargell. Landrum reaches second base with a double. Stewart scores. Amalfitano goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Beckert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Bertel now catching. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Jimmy Stewart now playing shortstop. Gene Freeze pinch hits for Gene Alley. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Freeze hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Verdon is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Freeze moves to second. 1 out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 4 in the game. Clemente hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Gabrielson. Clemente reaches second base with a double. Freeze moves to third. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Stargell is walked intentionally. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Clemente is attempting to get to home. There's the throw to Abernathy and Clemente is out. Freeze scores. Stargell moves to third. 2 outs. It's Cubs, 6, Pirates, 6. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clendenin is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Clendenin takes first base on ball 4. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski is walked intentionally. Clendenin moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rogers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Freeze now playing third base. Andre Rogers now playing shortstop. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mazeroski throws to second for 1, and Rogers throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Banks moves to second. 2 outs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gabrielson is walked intentionally. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to third. Gabrielson moves to second. George Altman pinch hits for Dick Burkell. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Leo Burke now catching. Ozzie Virgil pinch hits for Al McBean. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pagliarani is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagliarani hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Freeze's at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Freeze hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Carpen now pitching. Ozzie Virgil now playing third base. Harry Bright pinch hits for Ted Abernathy. Harry Bright batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bright hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Lou Burdett pinch runs for Harry Bright. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burdett. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Burdett steals second. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Landrum is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Landrum strikes out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beckert is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Jack Warner now pitching. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Verdon is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Verdon strikes out. 1 out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stargell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stargell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carpen fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gabrielson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gabrielson hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. There goes Banks trying to get to third. Stargell throws the ball into Virgil, who tags Banks for the out. Gabrielson moves to second. 2 outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stewart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mazeroski bunts towards the mound. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. Clendenin moves to second. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rogers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clendenin scores. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates 7, and Chicago Cubs 6. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.